I think we started hay last time. So, okay.
Got some long legs going here. Okay, there we go.
Okay, so I think we're holding by hay, and the musig of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a mitzius pshuta without hakava. When we speak about achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, echad achdus, it means both in terms of him being there not being anyone parallel, and then not being any subdivision. Now let's explain something about this point of a subdivision. You for instance, if I say about this wall that it is made out of plaster, it's light green, and it is 10 feet high. So these are three separate things. The wall could stop being colored light green. This wall could be, somebody could cut it down. So all of these are separate characteristics, each one independent of the other. If I say this wall is light green and it's pleasant to look at, and whatever else, and it encloses this room over here, I'm basically describing three different things about the same thing. So we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu in many, many different ways. That description is what is relevant to us. For the person who needs help in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, helps, he deheres HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the chesed. A person who needs to be disciplined, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu disciplines him, he dares to discipline. But they're not coming, it's not three separate aspects in the person, in the entity. It's one inyan that reflects in many, many ways to different people. As they see it, that's how it reflects. So ask about the same object to five different people, get five different opinions. It has to do with the people and how their taifas, the chayfits, around the chayfits. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we speak about many, many inyanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the point is, it's not an internal inconsistency, but rather it has to do with us. The nafgemina is, can there be a steer between different anhagas? The answer is no. There's a vikuach of Ramban on Christianity that was forced on him. And it's printed, there's a Sefer Vikuchim and there's a Vikuch Ramban. And the person, and the Ramban asks, he asks him, so you don't believe in one God? So he said, he's three, but he's one, but he's three. That's the standard Nusach, that was the Christian formula. So he asked him, so this person asked Ramban, you know, one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability, one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being, one's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, whatever. He defined three different things. So Ramban turned to him and said, can the three different parts disagree or not? If they can disagree, and then you're talking about three gods. If they can never be in disagreement, you're talking about one God, and you're just throwing in a word of three, which means nothing. If I say this person is my next door neighbor and he's Reuven and he works as a lawyer, I'm not describing three people. I'm saying one person with three different attributes. But when I'm talking about three different people, then they can disagree. All of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on are part of one and one only. So, v'chein tzav sheyeda shemetziusa yisbarach shemetzius pashut. He's not composed of items. So Poshut means in this case one simple unit. Let's take an example that we're familiar with that will explain the difference. We know that of the items that we have in the world, we have things that are called elements and things that are called compounds. Things that are called mixtures. An element can't be reduced to anything lesser than itself. You can't take silver and reduce it to anything else. You can destroy it maybe, but you can't reduce it. Silver is the bottom common denominator. silver together with something else, an alloy of silver, that's called harkava, and that means it could disintegrate back again to being silver and tin or whatever else it was. Pirush. Kihine ba'nefesh yimotza koichos rabim shoinim shekol echad mem gidei refne atzmo. In a person, you have different parts of personality, and each one has its own gedder. Derech moshel, hazikaron koich echad, harotzen koich echad, hadimyon koich echad, vein echad me'elu nichas v'yelech haveru klal. Each one of these is operated by a different mechanism. Kihine gedda zikaron gedda echad, gedda rotzen gedda acha, vein harotzen nichas v'yelech zikaron, zikaron v'yelech rotzen. V'chein kulam. So, for us, a person can, Rahman Atzan, be crippled in movement and still be very bright and so on. A person can have a hard time hearing, but he can see very well. These are separate kohos, self-contained, that work together in a certain harmony. But Kodesh Baruch Hu, there are no distinctions like that. So lemaisa by Hakadosh Baruch Hu, there are different kochos. They're different mitzideinu, not mitzidoi. Let's take a simple example, or somewhat of a mashal we can relate to. In the old days, a machine was something that had a very clear mechanism. So a watch had a mechanism to it. A telephone had a different mechanism to it. A movie had a different mechanism to it. On a computer screen, you could see movies, you can see the time, you could do many things, and yet it's all the same. It's a computer and just a different program. So here we have the same type of activity that, and you can even, you know, you can have on the computer a little analog clock, kind of with a hand sweeping around that, but it's all the same mechanism. It's a question of, what do I want to see? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does come to us in many different ways. We're going to speak about Zechronis, we're going to speak about Malchias, we're going to speak about many different attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's coming from, it's one being that projects himself to us, relates to us in different ways. All of these in Yonim, Ratzon and Chachma, is Shalom Oshlemus. Let's even take this as an example. Ratzon and Chachma are not the same to us. I very much want something. My Seichel says it's not a very wise thing to take, to get. And they struggle. So even though they're both locked into here, the Ratzon and the Chachma, but they operate separately. And there's a tug of war. Who sort of is going to balabativa over me? Omnom amitzah so inya echot shekoil ba mitosu gdeiroi purish amitzah sinyonik and shach gedder b'svach tzad hat loshen. So he's just, he pauses, just use the word gedder. Kol masha hu shleimus v'nimtza shekol ha-shleimus loikidav ha-noisiv al mahusa amitzah sinyonik elo mitzad amitzah sinyonik ba'atzma shekoililas ba'amitzah kol ha-shleimus. So when we talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu being Sholem, we're not talking about an achievement, an accomplishment. When I say somebody is an A student, it means that he studied until he got the A. I'm talking about a certain pa'ulos that he did. A Kadosh Baruch Hu Shleimus is Be'etzem. Since he is the Sheirish of the Bria, he's the Sheirish of Metzius. So anything that exists from him. The Shleimus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not describing as something that could possibly be A or B or C or D. It is Be'etzem Shleimus, because anything else that exists that I want to compare it to exists Mikoyach Ribono Shel Olam. So the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being Echad is a belief in terms of eliminating Avodah Zarah, but it's also a belief in eliminating any type of mahalach pnimi that could possibly be a steer to it. I want to add one more point to this. The reason why kishuv is such a bad thing, and kishuv is in analogous to avodah zarah, it always comes together, the parsha about avodah zarah and so on. I want to try to understand what kishuv is. A primitive Ovid avodah zarah thinks that if he stands with a bow and arrow and shoots at God, he can win over God. That's a very primitive Ovid avodah zarah, and it's very similar to, I guess, the Greek mythology where the gods are just kind of these big grubber jungs, and you could shoot them, you could not shoot them, you could, you know, they whatever. That's a picture of it. Kishuv says no. There's only Ribbono Shel'Olam, but the Ribbono Shel'Olam has a complex bureaucracy, and if you know how to get the right piece and do the right thing at the right time, you can you can win. It's like the marshal. If someone says this corporation is very, very powerful, and yes, they are, you have don't stand a chance against them. Yes, but I know the people that work there. And if I can get him upset at him, and I can get this out of him, and so on and so forth, I can work the system. There's a system, and I can work it. Kishuv means I can take elements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga and use it for what I want. It's called Mekashvim Pamalya, Makrishim Pamalya Shalmala. They deny the Pamalya Shalmala. They say that if you latch onto the Merkava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can do X and Y and Z and get around the system. I want to add something that's parallel today, not halachically, Kishuv probably, but still things very important. The ribuy of quote unquote schoolers of Kabbalah smells of that. What's the pshat? We believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do what's right. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu encourages us by helping us when we do what's right. There's a Siyata Rishmaya that works in our favor. When we stray and do something wrong, there is a sort of a discipline act that we're reined in. We're given a different, we're sort of let it be known that it doesn't work. When I go ahead and I try to use a school of some sort, a Kabbalah thing of some sort, some whatever stuff it is to get my way, what do people think? It's Ratzon Hashem that I do this Narishkeit, that Narishkeit, the other Narishkeit. No. So what is it? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dealing with me. So Tefillah is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. When we mispallel, we begin to recognize that it's Yad Hashem, we begin to do tshuva and so on. What are all these other things? So at the end of the day, it's a way, I don't say it as crudely as this, it's gaming the system. If you know the right Kabbalah words, if you know the right piece of paper, if you have the right coins, the right skulas, you can get around the system. So it doesn't fast the Yerushalayim. It fosters whatever nonsense the person is selling. And it's a problem, because emunah is to believe this comes from an interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us messages or gives us challenges or whatever it is. When you get around the system, it's like Moshe Ma'adav Adayimah. If a person has a very severe pain on a limb that's been injured, it's a sign that he should be, it's a sign that that limb shouldn't be moved, should be immobilized, it should be rested, whatever. Let's say a person takes a very strong painkiller, so he's overriding the pain, but it's the pain had a tachlis to it. So in all these inyanim, ki'ilu that there's something within the system that allows you to beat the system, it very much goes against what he's talking about over here, that it's ki'ilu, I'm coming b'shem Hashem, and I'm giving you a mahalach, quote-unquote, a pi kabbalah, to get around it. So if the Israel Shemin about skulas, so he would say that if the skula is something that is a mitzvah, it's an inya tovin atzmai, that's good. So if it's a skula to give exit stocker, if it's a skula to be my machnis orchem, it's a skula to do this, that, and that, fine. So here the pshat is, I'm associating it with a mitzvah, staying away from a very exit, a heroes and something and so on. But if the skula itself has nebulous value in terms of Yiddishkeit, a picture of this tzaddik, a picture of that tzaddik, then what are you doing over here? So what you're doing is you figure out a way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a very complicated system. There's one part of it that gives, that punishes people and disciplines people when they did wrong, and then there's another part that shuts off that button. So down deep there's HaKadosh and Hashem Echad. If I really believe that this is what it's about, I wouldn't go to these things. Okay, we'll hold it here.